Good morning. Welcome to this week's Three Big Questions, part of the Boiled Sports Handsome Hour Quickcast Network. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. Mom, thanks for watching. The already thin Purdue Boilermakers look like they just got a bit thinner. Sindelar is nicked up. He'll play. He'll go. But there is no good news or out of practice about Richie Worship. Sounds like Worship season might be over. A potential ACL injury was leaked out last night after practice, and it doesn't look like Worship will play this Saturday or maybe even the rest of the year. I guess we'll know more in probably the next couple days, but it's not good news because Worship was one of the most effective players for the Purdue team the last few weeks. So now we've got three big questions. The first question, of course, can Sindelar play the whole game? That's a big deal. Purdue's success is going to start and end with the quarterback on offense. And with Sindelar nicked up, he was hurt versus Northwestern. He actually was kind of dinged up a couple times if you really watch the game closely, but he kept playing. He's going to give it a go. Can he go the whole game? Question number two, can this defense carry Purdue to a victory? We've seen the defense play well. We've seen the Purdue team win some games this year where everything kind of clicked and went well, but we really haven't seen the defense truly carry the team to a win. The defense is relatively healthy right now. Most of the starters, the original starters from the beginning of the year, are playing. I think it's going to take that effort. We'll see if the defense can do it. If there's a time for it to happen, it's got to be now. And man, if you look at this roster, if you look at the depth chart, Purdue loses so much defensively after this season. I would love to see this unit give us something to remember them by with a big victory as potentially they go out. They get that fifth win, though, versus Iowa. Man, it would be a stunner, and it would change everything for the Bucket game. Question number three, can Purdue make a bowl? Of course, this is the thing we've been asking over and over and over, but really, every game hangs by a thread. This is the last game where they could be mathematically eliminated, the last game where kind of hopes could be squelched and the focus could go on just winning an old Oaken Bucket game like the bad old days of the 80s and 90s when there was really no shot of going to a bowl most years, and the game versus IU was really it for both teams. Both teams didn't have a chance at a bowl. IU is still in the running for a bowl. They're mathematically not eliminated, just like Purdue. So quite a bit rides on this weekend's games for both teams. We'll see what happens. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, check out martinvintage.com where you can find some new shirts. They just put one up there if you're an engineer, graduate, or current student. They have a pretty cool one up there using the big drum script, and it talks a little bit about engineering in the back. Martin Vintage, we appreciate their sponsorship during this football season. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Let's hope the Boilers can surprise us a bit this weekend. BS all the time.